When Myra Cutler laid eyes on Joe Keaton for the first time, she was all of 16 years old. It was August 1893, not long before the opening of the Cherokee Outlet, and the Cutler Comedy Company was stopping in Edmond, just north of Oklahoma City. Migration toward the border of old Oklahoma was surging. Prices were rising, and shortages were common. Among those traveling with the Cutlers were Sam and Violet Bryant, whose marquee product was Dr. Bryant's Magic Liniment, a potent mixture of cayenne pepper and gasoline that sold for 50 cents a bottle, three for a dollar. "Feel it penetrate?" Sam would ask. It was Violet, the singing star of the show, who introduced Joe to his future wife, thus sealing Myra's fate as his eventual partner in vaudeville. The Bryants were drawn by the land run that was set to take place on September 16th, putting more than 6 million acres up for grabs in the northwest corner of what would become, 14 years later, the 46th State of the Union. An original boomer, Joe Keaton had taken part in the run of 89, securing a quarter section for himself, which he later sold for $900. "Having been through the game," he said, "I wanted to try it again." But with more than 100,000 would-be homesteaders competing for just 42,000 available parcels, Joe found himself lost amid the dust and general chaos of the event. Acting as his father's agent, Joe had to settle for purchasing another man's claim. Then he signed on with the Cutlers as a general utility man, earning $3 a week, board and transportation. The following month, he made his first stage appearance in a tent pitched on the courthouse square in Perry, Oklahoma. Joseph Halley Keaton, a transient of sorts who considered Edmond his home, was born in Prairie Creek Township, a farming community 16 miles south of Terre Haute, Indiana, on July 6, 1867. Joe's father, Joseph Z. Keaton, operated a grist mill on the Eel River, and young Joe served as his assistant for a time. Then around 1880, Joseph Z. became proprietor of the Henderson House, a Terre Haute hotel to which he made a number of improvements, not the least of which was a well-stocked barroom for overnight guests headed west along the National Road. By the time he was 21, Joe and his parents had settled in Clay City, some 25 miles east of his birthplace. When the Great Land Run of 1889 was announced under President Benjamin Harrison's new administration, Joe's father, by then a pensioner, gave Joe $100 and sent him to Edmond with a colony traveling from Terre Haute to secure homesteads. "I was one of the fortunates," Joe said, "and held down 160 acres with a Winchester rifle for a while." Having nursed a lifelong fascination with circus life, he took the proceeds from the land sale and headed west. "I went to California with the intention of joining some show," he later wrote, "but no one seemed to appreciate my talent." The money eventually ran out, and Joe made his way back to Oklahoma, walking and riding the rails. At nearly 6 feet, Joe Keaton towered over Myra, who was 4'11", making them an amusing sight when they were together on stage. Mostly, though, Joe worked alone, doing self-taught acrobatic stunts, principally a kind of backward handspring called a flip-flap, a trick he perfected while working at a Clay City sawmill. Kinetic and charming, with a hair-trigger temper that could flare on a moment's notice, Joe Keaton was nothing if not brash. He quickly earned Frank Cutler's animosity by openly courting Myra, the company's soubrette, who would sing, dance, and play the organ. "I learned the business fast," Joe reminisced in 1904, "and could soon do a blackface monologue, sing songs, and do a dancing act, which was the means of holding my position against the manager's wishes. I was a useful all-around performer, but the manager didn't like me paying attention to his daughter, and the result was that I was notified to quit. It seemed, however, that he could never get another performer to play the parts as I did and change acts as often. Hence, they sent for me again."